Well, everyone, I want to say God bless you, and I am going to turn the call over to Dr. Vanessa. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, woman of God. We so appreciate you, esteem the God in you. Thank you for greeting and seeding spiritually God's people on this thankful Tuesday, the sixth day of our time of consecration and fasting. And for all of our first-time listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call family. We're in the midst of a 21-day time of sanctifying ourselves before the Lord, or for some of us marathon saints, we're going 40 days. We invite you, encourage you to join along with us. And to every one of you, let the Spirit of the Lord greet you this morning. And we know that you are in for a treat in the Holy Ghost today. There definitely is a word from the Lord. And as I see so many of you all coming onto the line from the north, the south, the east, and the west, it warms my heart to know that this truly is the Master's Call, all about our Lord and Savior, the Master, Jesus Christ. Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself of Dallas, Texas, we said yes, 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 back over a year and a couple of months ago, October 25th, 2010 to be exact, and wanted to create a platform, a place, so that everyone could come and praise our Lord and Savior, so that we could create his presence in a most powerful way, so that everyone is edified. The Spirit of the Lord, he is glorified, and that old slew-foot devil, he is horrified. So this morning and each and every morning on the Master's Call, we welcome you where our mission, our mandate is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And whenever the Spirit of the Lord is present, wherever his word dwells, you will be enriched. You will be enhanced. You'll see with eyes of faith the possibilities. And the very fact that the Word of God rules and reigns, we're empowered with the exousia, which is the authority that he gives us in his Word, to go out and display and manifest his dunamis, where we get the word dynamite, his dunamis power in our lives. Let him today be a God that shows up and shows out in your life, as each and every one of us are his ministers in the marketplace. And the foundational scripture that the Lord gave Dr. PK and myself can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of the division of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we know that when we cry out to our Lord and Savior, he is a God that always hears. But I tell you the awesome part, he does answer our prayers. And we thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the land. And this website, this ministry that we have, you can go to 24/7. If you've never missed a message, you can just pull it up, click on it, and I love to encourage everybody. Not like the Warner Brothers WB, but take a word break. Feed your spirit. Stir up your heart. And go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, our website where all of the awesome messages since the beginning of our journey have been placed, where I call it an arsenal, to do damage, to wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring us into his marvelous light, can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we're encouraging you during this new year, during this new season, where in this 2012, we are decreeing and declaring to everybody, first in our own lives, all is well, and to others, we're encouraging you to share this website. Invite two people this week to the call because we want, just like you, to be blessed. We want to bless as many as possible. One of the mandates of this call is prayer, is to birth the word, the situations, the challenges, the destinies and utmost the purposes in our lives in prayer. So if you have a prayer request, if you want to give us a praise report, we love to hear when the breakthrough comes, or just to shout out and let us know you're there, please feel free to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And there someone will get back with you. Mainly our anointed appointed prayer general, Minister Robin Wilson, will get back with you, and we'll email you back. Especially, we're looking for those who want to be a part of our team. We're so excited. We've got two new members that you heard one of their voices, Miss Benita, yesterday from New Jersey, and Miss Tammy have stepped up to the plate, and we know that there's many more out there who God is tugging your heart to be a part of our prayer warrior team, where you join us as we take those prayer requests, those petitions, and we wrap them in the word. We pray, we intercede, we stand in the gap so that the will of God is birthed in our lives and in the land. So we encourage you to let us hear from you. Now, the tool that God used to bring all of our hearts, our minds, our spirits together is none other than Artis International, a 20-year-plus health and wealth company that truly gets our bodies together so that our spirits are revived and our souls are free to go out and do and be all we've been ordained to be. The Diaz de Leon family, the founders, are now based in Henderson, Nevada, right outside of Las Vegas. But I tell you, they are eagles in the spirit, where God used the products of Artis International wrapped in the word of God. And they carried that baton now over 22 years to where many of us on this line are artist distributors. And we know first, as we do each and every morning on this line, to seek the face of the Lord, to seek his presence. And we lift them up. We lift up our platinum presidents all the way down to that advisor who joined last night. And we lift up all the staff, everybody associated with Artis International. And that's what birthed this call, and we welcome everyone to come, whether you're an artist or not. But if you're not an artist, we definitely want you to get back with the person who invited you to this call so you can find out what all the excitement is about. Or feel free to go to our website at www.artis, and that's spelled A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in Yellow, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, www.artis.com/vision2012. Yeah, we have a vision. We know where we are now, but with the eyes of faith, we see where we're going. And for all of our artist distributors, got an awesome text that January 10th through 16th, you can purchase product with a 70% discount. That's awesome. You'll receive a Body Magic Long and a briefcase for free. So check your back office for that and all the other specials that are going on with artists at this time. And we're encouraging everyone, mark your calendar March 9th, 10th, and 11th. All roads head to Las Vegas to our extravaganza 2012. And we'll be doing the Master's Call live, where we get to match the faces with the voices we've been hearing and hug each other's necks. And we just want to encourage all of us to come out and be a part of our annual meeting. Now, at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she'll come back to the line and open us up with our opening prayer so we can get the woman of God up to bless us with a word from the Lord. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can. The floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven to give their sin and heal their land. And verse 15 says, and God says, my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. Father, we thank and praise you. We honor you, for your name is above all names. You told us in your word that heaven and earth will pass away, but your name, hallelujah, remains the same. We thank and praise you, O God, that as we come seeking you this morning, that your ears are attentive to our prayers. O God, we thank you that you hear each and every one. We thank you, O God, and praise you for the assurance and knowing that you're being attentive to our prayers, that we can lay everything on the altar before you this morning during our consecration, O God, asking that you forgive our sins, purging us of everything that is not like you. Father, we ask that you do a spiritual cleansing of our thoughts, thereby allowing your godly deeds and actions to overtake us. Lord, during this consecration, we know that many are the temptations of the righteous, but you provide a way of escape out of them all. So as Satan tries to bring those things upon us, Lord, whether it's food, thought, whatever, oh God, that you, Holy God, you, Holy Spirit, just permeate and just have reign, Lord, and deliver us and help us to continue, oh Lord, to look to you, for which cometh our help. Father, we thank and praise you for this master's call. We thank and praise you for the founders of artists, for the founders of Artists International, God, the D.H. De Leon family, for the founders of the TMC call that you present and shower them with an Abrahamic blessing. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the word that is going to go forth. For the speaker, O Lord, we command the angels to go forth spiritually and physically, clearing the airwaves and bringing back the signal to us that all is well and that the call will go forth without deception, confusion, static, or interference. Now, Lord, take charge over our day on this Take Charge Tuesday. And we know that when we give you our day, we can truly say that all is well in 2012. We thank and praise you for the new thing that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa?
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Of course, my call dropped right when you were ending your prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Wella, for spiritually clearing the heavens and aligning the atmosphere so the anointing of the Lord can go forth this morning. Well, I'm excited every time this evangelist of evangelists comes and blesses us with the word of God. Many of you are used to hearing her minister. She is powerful in her own right, walks in the authority, walks in the dominion of understanding her assignment. And I want to tell, for some of you who've never heard her, but because I want to make sure we get her up, we're running a little behind schedule, our evangelist, Gwen Beatty, she is the founder and the director of the Winning Circle, which is a faith-based organization, and it specializes in financial literacy, urban agriculture, sustainability, and preparedness training workshops. And I tell you, she has a heart for the hood, for the least of these, for those who've taken some hits in life and still need to go on and serve our Almighty Christ. In the heart of Chicago, she has truly been used in her passion for souls to snatch out of the kingdom of darkness those who have just been overwhelmed by the evils of the world and help them see and come into the marvelous light. We love to hear her come on the line as she is even winning the battle where the enemy had tried to touch her body. We've watched her. We've learned from her and grown as she has stood firm on the word and is walking, and we're decreeing her healing in her body. She's been faithful to this call. Was so glad to put her face with her name last year in extravaganza. Evangelist Gwen is widowed and gives honor to God. Her son, Renard, and Sakari, her granddaughter, Kamari Beatty, affectionately known as her heart, for their love, prayers, and encouragement in allowing her to pursue God's plan for her life. So as I introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece for this morning, hailing from Windy City, Chicago, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, the floor is yours.
God bless you, my Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me this morning?
Loud and clear. Take it away, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. I am so honored to be with you on this morning and the powerful Master Morning Call. And all my brothers and sisters, Happy New Year. Welcome to All Is Well 2012. I am absolutely honored to be able to give some insight on what God is doing this morning. And I thank him for giving me this opportunity before I do not take it lightly. For at this time, we ought to know what we are doing to produce the harvest in 2012. And I do honor God for this powerful woman of God and Dr. PK, who have set the foundation in which we are building on, and to be in this hour of prayer and fasting. Even as I traveled people are setting the atmosphere for God to move, it is just a powerful thing at this set time to be in this awesome fast. And I honor the Lord because this morning I'm going to talk about a set time to be blessed. And I believe 2012 is going to be a set time of blessing. And not just because we are looking for the byproduct of being blessed, but we understand what blessings is, the intangible things that not only artists can get us, that's why the why is so important, but just learning how to bless God. So in this hour, I do honor God as we just prepare and search the scripture. I love how each of you have just dedicated your mornings to set God first, because God, even the one in 2012, you know, first things when you look at, and believe it or not, I'm already in my word. I know we're already a little bit behind, but I'm not going to be before you long. But when you look at in 2012, when you look at the one in 12, we know that perfection in government and the apostolic rule of God. So we do honor the Lord for having apostolic leadership at this set time. So at this set time, which 2012 is a set time, I just want you to just let that marinate in your spirit, to be intentional in the word, to receive the things of God. We have got to set the word first. We have set God first. When you look at 2012 this year, every day, I want you to look at, when you write 2012, look at the one, that absolute number one, meaning that God will be the first one because he desires first things. God is not looking for any leftovers. This is why we're going to be obedient and in our faith. For we knew even looking at the familiar passage of 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, we knew that the people of God, the children of Issachar, if you would go there to 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, I just wanted to set this scripture in your spirit. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and their brethren were at their commandment. This is what we're talking about. At this set time, you, I, and those on this call who I believe in God to share this word, we will search the Bible for the first thing. This is why the fast is so important at this time. God must be first in this appointed time to make and to do and to accomplish what it is. Let us accomplish, for the Lord visits us when we make him first. God is not just building an inhabitation in us so that we will put other things first. But God does not operate out of anything in our lives So you can't love your life in this season more than you love God. This is why it is important that we read the directives of this fast. I can't just enough in my spirit. I just can't get it over enough. I can't even articulate this morning just how important it is that we would learn how to bless God when with everything. The only thing that we can do, people of God, number one, is any act for him, anything we do for God must be out of faith and obedience, because all we can do is adore him. All he wants is your love on this morning. So we have to be intentional to understand his word. We have to be intentional to hear so that we might keep the promises. So this year I'm saying be in maturity in keeping the promises of God. You have to be rooted in this set time in the word, because the people who knew the time, they were ready. There are four different types of people who, if you look when you study the scriptures this week, Matthew 13:18-23, you'll notice in that passage of scripture, and I'm not going to go through all of it because we're a little bit behind, that some aren't ready. Some are wondering how to get it together. Some are plan like they got it together. Some will never be ready, but will you be ready? We must be intentional to receive the word, to get an understanding. In this hour, we will not stand if we do not get an understanding. We must keep the promises, and the promises will come through us understanding the word. So this year, be intentional to grow deep in your faith. Be intentional, for the word of faith must be accomplished in us. You know, even while I was in and about to leave from Atlanta, believe it or not, I'm still in the Lawrenceville area. For God has rooted some things in me that was a part of my breakthrough. So you have to be able to hear strategically the word of the Lord in this hour and know where you're supposed to be. I got such a breakthrough. I'm going to share my testimony when that time comes on Saturday, the highlight of my trip before I left here. Be careful. Every issue that we have, you must be careful not to come into, be careful with this word so that the issues of the heart will not have us to be deceitful in the riches. For you will have to buy products of God, because it is his blessing. It is his blessings that make us rich and added no sorrow. So today, let us deal and handle in the things of God during this set time. Why you worship God. Why you must have the spirit of truth. Because he's got to get through you. We have got to run to God in this hour. We have got to run through him. For the glory of this life does not compare, oh God, with that which is to come. For there is no tribulation. There is nothing that could set us. When we intentionally bless God, believe me, you are going to have victory. But we have to stand with what we're going through. We have to have the character of hope. Don't be disappointed when you stand in character. This year, we cannot let our charismatic personalities take us somewhere where that character will not hold us. For this is a set time to accomplish the will of God. Just even I love during the holiday season as I was reading the Christ story and what was going on with Sarah, and what was going on with the birth of Christ. I tied those together. And I want you to look at a familiar passage before I close with these words. In Genesis chapter 21, in the second verse, it said that Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son, in his old age, and at the set time at which God has spoken to him. Now, that was the same time, the set time, when we received the birth of our Christ. God did it at the set time. Many of you are believing God and you're writing down, you've got your vision boards, you got all the directives, the pastor, apostle, Vanessa, your pastor, God has put in your spirit, but don't get weary in well-doing because God has a set time. He's the only one who sets the time. He did not consult with Sarah. He did not consult with Mary, but God set the time. And I tell you, when you look at all of those scriptures, it was not a convenient time for those women of God. But this year, 2012, when you put God first, you will see it ain't got nothing to do with you, but yet it got all to do with your faith and your obedience in this set hour. So you have to learn how to walk and realize that I must be about my Father's business in my career and in my business, in my home, on my job, as I walk in the marketplace. I must be intentional to keep the promises of God and realize that his perfection in 2012 will be well in me because I'm going to sustain my faith. So today, saints of God, I just want to leave with you the requirements of operating in this set time. Your faith will make it happen, but your obedience will bring it forth. Hallelujah, he did not set it when it was convenient for you. Write down what happens to you as God sets you up this year for a blessing. Some of you are not going to even be able to articulate just how God is going to transfer blessings, healings, deliverance, and healing to your body, your soul, through simple obedience. The test which we will call the set time will be measured because it will be measured by your peace as you set the time. So as I close this morning, I just want you to intentionally bless God this morning. I want you to never be stripped of what God is about to set in your life. As you start to operate in 2012 with God first, this is a hard thing. Do it with intention and move forward in the things of God, placing your life in his care, for there is no failure in God. He wants the best for you. So do not compromise. Do not compromise this year. Favor is your shield. Do not mess with messy people this year. But this year, everything has to be certain and placed in your set time. God is going to strip you, but he's going to build you up. He's going to change your cravings. He's going to change your diet. You will not believe who you will be at this appointed set time after this fast. So today, go beyond today with the effect of knowing your tomorrow is blessed because you are walking in a set time, not the seat of your emotions. You are walking in a set time to survive in this place. So God bless you, and I love you, and I loose the favor of God and goodwill and an intentional blessing for all of your goals to conform with the purpose of God. God bless you all, and back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, 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 what a word. I'm like, Evangelist Tiffany, I've taken pages of notes, so many nuggets from heaven, a set time to be blessed. You know, whenever you tell a prophet a set time, a Kairos time, we get excited. Oh, I'm encouraging each and every one of you to go back and listen to that recording. You know, as we always tell you, the playback number for that day, for the day that the message is spoken, is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. I am the same coach you called in on, and you want to let that word soak into you. Truly, Evangelist Gwen, God use you prophetically to speak to our hearts during this consecration. I'm going to ask Minister Tiffany, my evangelist sunshine, to come now and close that word, that powerful word, in prayer and to lift up our prayer requests. Minister Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wow, what an awesome word. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your vessel, Father. I pray that you would fill her up, Father God, as she has stirred up our souls on this morning, God. I pray that you would just fill us up with where we hunger and where we thirst, God. Give us the righteousness that only comes from you. Help us to be holy, God. Guide us and direct us. We thank you, Father God, for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for bringing us over into 2012, where in everything in our lives, it will be well. We thank you for your power that is working in us. We believe you for increase in our businesses, increase in our lives, increase in our families. Give us greater strength that only you could provide. Lord, help us to persevere until we see victories in our life. Allow peace, joy, healing, prosperity, abundance, favor, wisdom, knowledge, love, order to manifest in our lives in this day, in this season, and in this time, Father. Help us to be intentional as we walk in your promises. Help us to be intentional as we walk in your glory. Help us to be intentional as we walk in your favor. Allow good things to happen for our families, Lord. God, we seek you and your kingdom, Father, and we know that everything will be added unto us. We declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper because we are more than conquerors through you. Thank you for giving us, Lord, your love. Thank you for sacrificing yourself on Calvary's cross. Thank you for the plans and the purposes that you have for our lives, Father. Allow us, Father God, to take action today, Father God, that your glory will be revealed in our lives. And as we go out and be those ministers in the marketplace that you have already predestined for us to be, and may our love overflow on others who don't feel your love, oh God. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen means so be it in my life. So we feel this time. I tell you, that word just really stirred my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Evangelist Gwen, for just depositing in our spirits what thus said the word of the Lord in this season. And we speak back into you the hundredfold virtue. Thank you, Prayer General Minister Robin, for greeting and seating God's people this morning, and to our dear Minister Willa, for opening up the heavens so that that word of God could go forth freely. And to my sunshine on the West Coast, Evangelist Tiffany, thank you for powerfully sealing that word in the name of Jesus. And to each and every one of you on the line this morning, it's our turn. It's our shift now to accept and obey the specific, the individual, the blueprint call from the Master that he has on our lives. It's our turn to go out and receive and obey and accept the call and be his minister in the marketplace, his kingdom builders. Go out today on this sixth day of our consecration and press into that secret place so you get the rhema, the revelation, the directions that God wants to download into your heart, so that you can be his hand extended. Have an awesome, awesome day. And we look forward to hearing you again on the call tomorrow. Thanks so much. Be blessed and bye-bye. Going to ask our prayer warriors to, of course, hold on for your meeting today, and everyone else.